Several hundred people have taken to the streets of Berlin to mark Quds Day, demanding an immediate resolution to the Palestinian crisis.
It will take time, but the 21st century will show the truth. That is the first step. And all these people are here to demonstrate against Israel Zionism for a free Palestine.
Press TV asked a demonstrator if he was hopeful that September would see a recognized state of Palestine.
Although this day is now 32 years ago, it was the start for the freedom for the whole region. And it is not important for me if I can see it, or my children will see it, or their children, as long as we try to do our best for this freedom for mankind.
Several Jewish rabbis took part in the protest, showing their opposition to the Zionist regime, which in their opinion has no grounding in the Jewish religion. Although the sentiments were strong, it was a peaceful march.
It's a reminder that there's injustice in Palestine since more than two generations, and I think that's two generations too much. We are still discussing whether Palestine is allowed to have their own state, and Israel has its state since more than 60 years. So why that bloody discussion? It's injustice we have, and of course there must be freedom to all Palestinians.
Their march was closely managed by police, trying to keep demonstrators from clashing with a pro-Israel rally happening simultaneously. In Germany, people have marched for the freedom of Palestine since the 1980s.
Encouraged by the large protests in Cairo and worldwide, here in Germany too, they've come to the streets to voice their concern about the ongoing repression and war against Palestinians. Joanna Le Monnier, Press TV, Berlin.